Here, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, a chance of rain, 40%.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today, we explore the music of the legendary folk singer and elder statesman of the anti-war movement, Ritchie Havens. Richie Havens. From his most recent album, Nobody Left to Crown. Richie Havens, that song has been sticking in my head. I've been listening to that song every day for the past couple of weeks, so I was just dying to play it for you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I love this musician. What can I say about Richie Havens? He was born in Brooklyn, and when he was 20 years old, he finally moves to Greenwich Village. So that was like in 1961. And he, I have a little quote here about him, from him about his move to the village. He says, "I saw the village as a place to escape in order to express yourself," he recalls. "I had first gone there during the beatnik days of the 1950s to perform poetry. Then I drew portraits for 2 years and stayed up all night listening to folk music in the clubs. It took a while before I thought of picking up a guitar." So he's 20 years old, he's in Greenwich Village, and he's not really playing and singing. He's writing poetry, and he's hanging out in the clubs, you know, where the beats, they would play their bongo drums, and they would recite spoken word poetry while they played the bongo drums and stuff. So he didn't release his first album until 1967. He was on the folk music scene for 6 long years before he finally emerges as a singer-songwriter. Apparently, Bob Dylan had a really important influence on Richie Havens. And it had something to do, I think, with the transformation that he went through into becoming a musician. Here's a quote from Richie. Here's what he says. "I was so thankful for Bob. I knew him personally. My sense was, this guy is a great poet. Then I changed that to, this guy is the poet who actually got to sing his poetry. That change, getting to sing what was pure poetry, really gave me a foundation." So Richie Havens releases his first album in 1967, the album entitled Mixed Bag. Now, the way he got his recording contract is he met up with a legendary manager named Albert Grossman, who was also down on the scene in the same folk clubs, except Albert Grossman was sitting there in a suit and a tie. And he was a businessman, and he was a very influential person in the music world in the 60s. I'm going to read you his client list: Odetta, Peter, Paul, and Mary, John Lee Hooker, Ian and Sylvia, Phil Oakes, early in his career, Gordon Lightfoot, Richie Havens, the Pozo Secco Singers, Todd Rundgren, The Band, The Electric Flag, Jesse Winchester, and, last but not least, Janis Joplin. So when Richie Havens hooks up with Albert Grossman, this pretty much guarantees the fact that, you know, he's going to have some kind of a career. So let's listen to his very first album, a track from his 1967 Mixed Bag. One other thing about Richie Havens is that he, in addition to being a songwriter himself, a large part of his legend has to do with the covers that he does of other musicians. You know, Bob Dylan inspired him from the very beginning. And his very first album, Mixed Bag, he does 2 Bob Dylan songs. He does a Lennon and McCartney song. He does Eleanor Rigby. This is a template for almost all of the albums that he does from this point on. A couple of original songs and a lot of covers. But the thing about Richie Havens is even if he's covering a song, he makes it sound like his own. It's truly amazing. So let's listen to a track, his own composition from Mixed Bag. This song is entitled Adam. And in 1967, it features tabla, which was a very early expression of the influence of Indian music in the folk scene. So here we go. Richie Havens, Adam. Thank you.
In the dawning wakening hour, he'll lift his head and brush his eye with gentle strokes that will only blindly mislead him into the first day of creation, which he only sees in limitation. Now he sits upon his empty bed, his heart is warm, his heart is full, and he can see. But it is impossible for him to retain me, for his arms are without form. He cannot know the word, as his mind cries out, answer. Now he's standing inside the doorway. He is afraid, but he believes all that he sees. On the floor, where everything is merging, and pictures he sees are tragic, as he begins to believe in magic. Now he lies down in a hole, down in the ground, where it is cold, and now he knows. Now he realizes his biggest mistake, that he never had to grow old, and he never had to grow cold and die.
Stock is coming.
Food Stock, the biggest food and wine event of the season, happens Saturday, May 8th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Golf Clubhouse at the Villa Roma Resort in Calicoon, New York.
Arrive anytime and join WJFF, Catskill Harvest Market, and over 50 local farmers, producers, and wineries for tastes of scrumptious baked goods, fresh produce, meat, sausage, homemade jams and preserves, cheeses, desserts, maple products, chocolates, coffees, wine, beer, and much more.
Tickets for Food Stock are $20, $15 without wine. Reserve yours today by calling WJFF at 845-482-4141.
That's 845-482-4141 to get your tickets for Food Stock.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got the clothes laid.
I see her ribbons and her bows and the problems from her curls. Ah, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. I believe I'll go see her again. Ain't nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finds out that she's like all the rest, with a fog, her amphetamine and her pearls. Ah, she takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. And she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a woman. Good girl. Oh, it was raining from the first, and I was dying there at first, so I came here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear? Oh, I just can't live. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again and introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. And you ache just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl.
Richie Havens from his first release in 1967, Mixed Bag. That was Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. Richie Havens and Bob Dylan were friends, and they were represented by the same manager, Albert Grossman. So they were on the scene at the same time. The second album that Havens did is called Something Else Again. And I actually bought both of these albums when they first came out. And when I saw the Richie Havens album, I had the first album that we just heard, the Mixed Bag recording. I really had no idea who Richie Havens was. There's this guy. He's a very handsome black man. He's got on, you know, like spectacles and a really nice blazer, twill pants. He's sitting on a wooden stool like a folk singer might, and he looks like some kind of Harvard-educated preppy guy. I wasn't really sure. And the reason I bought the album is because it was on Verve Forecast. Had a big sticker on the front saying Verve Forecast. And you see, I was familiar with the Verve label in the 1960s because Frank Zappa was on the Verve label. And there's actually a rumor going around that I'm going to be doing a show about Frank Zappa. And, you know, that's true. It's not today, though. It will be in the next week. So stay tuned for further developments. All right. So there's Richie Havens. And he's sitting on the cover looking all handsome and preppy. And that's in 1967. And then his next album comes out. And on the cover, all of a sudden, he's undergone some kind of a wild transformation. It's 1968, and now he's sitting on the cover. He's playing the sitar. He's got his eyes closed. He's got his head back. He's got sandalwood beads on. He's got a white Indian cotton t-shirt on with embroidery on it. And did I mention he's playing the sitar? So he goes through some kind of a cultural transformation. You know, George Harrison and the Beatles traveled to India, and they started to bring in a lot of those influences into their music, and George Harrison started playing the sitar. Well, I guess he had a big influence on Richie Havens, because on the next album, Havens is playing the sitar. So let's listen to a couple of tracks from this album. As I said, you know, Havens was known for performing music by a wide variety of different composers, you know, the Beatles and Bob Dylan. But I really want to try to play songs for you today that he wrote himself, because I don't think he has received really enough acknowledgement for his own compositional abilities. So let's hear No Opportunity Necessary, No Experience Needed, by Richie Havens, followed by Inside of Him from his 1968 Something Else Again. Richie Havens.
Step out in the night when you get lonely. Listen for the sounds city ears don't hear. I know your cross is getting heavier with every step, but I know a man who walks miles for you. Stop, stay where you are, take a look at yourself. Take a good look at yourself. Can't turn to mama, 'cause she'd only tell you she told you so. That some of us are still learning that the real trick to life we all know. The light flashed today at the dawning. Daytime, nighttime, we still don't see. Why must we wait until morning to wake up and be, wake up and be, wake up and be, wake up and be, wake up and be. No such thing as up and down. And even when your problems got you going round and round, gotta talk like a man to Papa, 'cause he don't understand that other stuff. Since we're part of the cross he's carrying, our earth has been dragging long enough. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
that the birds fly and the fish swim and babies crawl and man walks inside of him. Oh, I have learned that thoughts cry.
Richie Havens, Something Else Again, his 1968 album. That was the first time that he actually hit the Billboard charts with that album, and that kind of brought in not only Something Else Again, but then Mixed Bag started to become well-known. So, I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. It's 1:30. So here we are in 1968, and he's got two albums out, and then a huge monumental thing happens to Richie Havens. He's invited to play the Woodstock Festival in Bethel, on the site of Bethel Woods today, and he is the very first opening act on the Woodstock Festival, and he comes out on the stage, and he plays. And he's told, you know, play a little bit longer. So he plays some more. And really what was happening is there was big problems trying to get all the musicians to the stage. There was 500,000 people there. The army was involved, bringing in bands and stuff. So there's Ritchie Havens on stage. He ends up playing a 3-hour set. He's on stage, the first act in Woodstock, for 3 hours. So you know what? He plays every song he knows. He runs out of songs. And so the last thing he plays is he decides that he's going to play a traditional American gospel song. You know, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. So he plays that song and he improvises it. And it becomes this song called Freedom. And the crowd goes crazy. And it's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. I have a quote about Havens, from Havens. This is from an interview that he gave in 2007. He talks about, you know, what does he remember about Woodstock? And here's what Havens has to say. It was a completely surreal happening. They expected 60,000 people, which would have been big anyway. But by the time I got there, there were 520,000. We only see the front field. But at the top of that hill was a road. And on the other side of that road was another field that you don't see. They made sure to only film one side of the hill in order to cut our numbers down. But it didn't work because we all knew everyone was there. The irony is that if the army hadn't brought the bands out, there wouldn't have been a Woodstock. We were supposed to be military haters because that's what they wanted us to appear to be. But we weren't that. And the soldiers found that out. We were pro-peace, not anti-military. And we still are. So Ritchie Havens, elder statesman of the peace movement. Last year, they released a movie about the Woodstock event called Taking Woodstock, and Ritchie Havens re-recorded his seminal song, Freedom, for that soundtrack. So let's listen to Ritchie Havens' Freedom from the Taking Woodstock soundtrack.
Sometimes I feel like I'm
Havens from the Taking Woodstock soundtrack. That was Freedom.
Saturday, May 8th is the day, and Bethel Woods Center for the Arts is the place to hear critically acclaimed country rock band Cowboy Junkies with special guest Lee Harvey Osmond in a concert that includes covers of great hits such as Sweet Jane and Blue Moon.
Queen Bee buzzing round, buzzing me through the crowd.
That's Saturday, May 8th at 8 p.m. for Cowboy Junkies. For tickets, go to BethelWoodsCenter.org. Paid for by Bethel Woods.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. This afternoon, we're getting in touch with Richie Havens. Okay, so we just listened to a recording that he made for the Taking Woodstock soundtrack. In 2007, he also contributed to another soundtrack for a movie. I wonder if you had a chance to see the Todd Haynes movie called I'm Not There. It was a movie about Bob Dylan. Now, Bob Dylan didn't actually appear in the film, but he was played by a series of different actors. Richard Gere's in the movie. Cate Blanchett blows you away. She becomes Bob Dylan. And Richie Havens also appears in the movie. He plays a character, and he's in a jam scene, like on the front porch of a house, and he's singing the Bob Dylan song Tombstone Blues. So he's on that movie soundtrack. He also, you know, after his Woodstock success and his international stardom, he started to branch out into acting back in the 70s. He was featured in the original 1972 stage presentation of The Who's Tommy. He appeared as Othello in the 1974 film Catch My Soul. He also appeared in Greased Lightning with Richard Pryor in 1977. And in 1987, he was in Bob Dylan's movie Hearts of Fire. So not only is he a singer, songwriter, and performer, but he's also politically active, not just through his music. But in the mid-70s, he co-founded the North Wind Undersea Institute, an oceanographic children's museum on City Island in the Bronx in New York. And that in turn led to the creation of the Natural Guard, an organization which Havens describes as a way of helping kids learn that they can have a hands-on role in affecting the environment. Children study the land, water, and air in their own communities and see how they can make positive changes from something as simple as planting a garden in an abandoned lot. That's Havens, the Natural Guard. I really love that. So, you know, he he's on like a lifetime tour, the way that Bob Dylan is on his never-ending tour. Richie Havens, if you want to hear him perform, chances are you can go out almost any time, and he's performing somewhere. In May of 2009, last year, he performed at a fundraising concert in honor of Pete Seeger's 90th birthday. So I thought it might be great to hear his recording, his 1972 recording of Pete Seeger's famous song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Richie Havens. Richie Havens on stage from his 1972 recording on his own label, Stormy Forest. He started that label after he made his Woodstock performance, and he's continued to release albums on that label. And now he has returned with his most recent recording called Nobody Left a Crown to the Verve Forecast label. We're about to listen to a few selections from this incredible release that he's just put out last year. You know, this 72 recording is a live dose of Richie Havens on stage. He's a constant performer. In 1993, he actually performed at Bill Clinton's presidential inauguration. In 1999, he played at the Tibetan Freedom Concert for an audience of more than 100,000 people. I guess he's good with big crowds. So in He was invited to perform at the 2008 Cannes Film Festival, the opening ceremony. He played the song Freedom, which we heard a few minutes ago. And he was invited by the jury president, Sean Penn, who is a fan of his. He also performed at the London, Ontario Blues Festival in July 2008. Anyway, let's hear one of his own original compositions from his most recent recording entitled Nobody Left a Crown. This track is called The Key by Richie Havens.
Somewhere there is a key. It is laid behind a golden tray. You open even me before the last fire's glow. Somewhere there is a door. It is closed forevermore. To all the little things we swore allegiance to. Just between me and you. Somewhere there is a place where the heart meets face to face with the whole human race before the last shadows fall. Somewhere there is no time, common ground, a nursery rhyme. We will all pay the fine, the Shakespeare line. You're not to be, just between you and me.
Richie Havens, The Key. All right, let's hear another song from this recent release that he's done. You know, he's a wonderful singer, and he can take someone else's song, and he can so make it sound like it's his song. I didn't realize that the next song we're about to hear, Lives in the Balance, it's written by Jackson Brown, who is another songwriter that you might be familiar with. Here's Richie Havens, Lives in the Balance.
Thank you. I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline, then the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you think that you've heard it before. How governments lie to their peoples, when now nations are driven to war. There are shadows on the faces of the men who fan the flames. To those wars that are fought in places, we can't even pronounce their names. On the radio, talk shows, and TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, how we come to the aid of a friend. Well, who are these ones we call our friends? These governments killing their own? Or is it the ones you can't take anymore, so they pick up a brick or a gun or a stone? There are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is. Shadows on the faces of the men who send the gun to those wars that are born in places where their business interest runs. I want to know who these men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never around to fight or to die. There are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is. Shadows on the face of the men who send the gun to those wars in foreign places where their business interests run. I want to know who these men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never around to fight or to die. There are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is.
He has religion with no compassion. to make decisions of every passion. He's got his yacht, he's got his mansions, he's got his servants, he's got expansion. They keep on talking, they're oh so proud. They keep us walking, they scream so loud. They own the venue, they own the crowd. He's got his factories, he's got his slaves, he's got his profits, he owns our cave. He has his prisons, he has his gates, he has his judges, they have our faith. They divide nations, they freeze the heart, self-manipulation right from the start. They give permission, others do their part.
Release, Nobody Left to Crown. That's a Havens composition called Fate's Slavery. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, where we've been exploring the music of legendary singer-songwriter, elder statesman for the peace movement, Ritchie Havens. Thanks for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. Coming up, Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Frost Valley.